decidedly well off the well-trod Prague tourist path. The massive early 18th century Baroque complex in Velidovna is nonetheless one of the city's architectural gems. In fact, you've likely seen it. The former home for war veterans has served as a backdrop for many films, from the Milos Forman classic Amadeus to the Hollywood superhero film Hellboy, and most recently for the miniseries Einstein and Freud.
Mediocrity is everywhere. I absolve you. I absolve you. I absolve you.
Mediocrity is everywhere. I absolve you. The immortal closing lines of the 1984 Mozart biopic Amadeus, uttered again and again by F. Murray Abraham, who won an Oscar for his portrayal of the composer's confessed murderer, Antonio Salieri, as he's wheeled down the vaulted corridors of a dilapidated lunatic asylum. That scene and many others was shot at Velidovna, a popular stand-in among international filmmakers for historic Central European settings, such as Habsburg palaces in Vienna, French chateaux, and the like. Several years ago, the Baroque building in Karlin became a protected national cultural monument and was then entrusted to the National Heritage Institute, in part following an outcry among conservationists when it was due to be auctioned off. Velidovna served for two centuries as a hostel for veterans, many of them disabled, soldiers of the Austrian Empire and later of independent Czechoslovakia. It's by far the largest secular building by the celebrated Prague-born architect Kilian Ignaz Dientzenhofer, a master of high Baroque with about 200 buildings to his credit in the Czech lands, the best known of them, St. Nicholas Church in Prague's historic Malostrana Quarter. As big as Velidovna is, says Lucie Srpova of the National Monuments Institute, who sometimes leads tours of the complex, the original was due to be nearly 10 times larger.
What was actually built is 1/9 of the originally intended size of the Invalidovna. So there is one courtyard, and there were to have been 9. Originally, the construction was expected to take about 40 years. The plan was for up to 4,000 veterans and others to live here. Of course, with only 1/9 of it built, the numbers were lower, but at its peak period, it housed around 1,500 people.
Habsburg Emperor Charles VI commissioned the project in the year 1728. It was inspired by the Hôtel des Invalides, a building in Paris, sponsored by Louis XIV, built 6 decades earlier. It's also reminiscent of the El Escorial complex, built by the Spanish King Philip II in Madrid. However, work on the Grand Prague Veterans Home was definitively halted in 1737 due to a lack of funds, after the completion of 4 wings around an arcade courtyard. Still, says conservationist Lucie Srpova, Invalidovna was nearly on the scale of a semi-autonomous city within a city.
There was a church, a cemetery, a slaughterhouse. They had their own bakery here. There was a pub, of course, and an officers' club. As for agriculture, there were fields, orchards. They simply grew everything that could be grown. So they were relatively self-sufficient. If they didn't feel like it, they almost didn't need anything from the outside. Kromě zásobování, které jako nezvládali, tak
třeba jako nemuseli vůbec nic zvenku používat. The land beneath Invalidovna has been known as the Hospital Fields since the 13th century, when it was home to the Knights of the Cross with a red star. That order was founded as a hospice brotherhood by St. Agnes of Bohemia, a sister of King Wenceslaus I. Later members of that order went on to administrate Invalidovna, which was to host its own brewery and distillery nearby, with the complex itself having schools, various craft workshops, kitchens, ceremonial halls, and even a full hospital. Despite reaching only one-ninth its intended size, Inveledovna is reckoned to have only two equivalents in the whole of Europe, the aforementioned Hôtel des Invalides in Paris and the Royal Hospital Chelsea, a pensioner's home. It certainly boasts some luxurious living quarters, having been designed when the reigning medical theory was that of miasma, the idea that a lack of light along with bad air causes disease. As such, Inveledovna is resplendent in sunlight and maximizes the flow of air.
The living quarters are lofts of a sort. There is a three-aisle gallery housing, which means the bottom of the room was divided by columns into three naves, and stairs to the side went up to the gallery. You can imagine them as balconies.
In front of Inveledovna stands a memorial to Count Peter Strozzi, a Habsburg army general of Italian descent whose Florentine family were granted lands and titles in Bohemia in the 1630s. Already in the year 1658, after a long convalescence from a battlefield injury, Count Strozzi drafted a will which set aside his sizable estate for the care of poor, wounded veterans. A foundation for disabled soldiers was established in his name in 1664, after his death during a military siege by Ottoman Turk forces. Inveledovna served as a home for veterans until the year 1935. During the Protectorate, the Nazis began using the complex as an archive, a role it began serving for the Czech Army in 1945. The complex is the oldest example of a social foundation for veterans in the country until today. In that latter respect, it is also linked to celebrated Czech photographer Josef Sudek, a veteran of the First World War who had his right arm amputated after taking shrapnel from a grenade on the Italian front in 1916. Sudek lived in Inveledovna from 1922 through 1927, where he learned the craft of photography thanks to a state program. His series, From the Invalides, is an invaluable study of the grounds and his fellow residents. Inveledovna long housed the archives of the Institute of Military History, as well as those of the National Technical Museum related to the history of architecture. Both could be visited by appointment only. Now, under the care of the National Heritage Institute, sections of Inveledovna are open to sightseers for half the year, in the late spring, summer, and early autumn. Other parts now house a cultural center, creative hub, and performance space in cooperation with Studio Alta. ¶¶